Hi, everybody. My name's Ray, and I'm a grateful member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you for having me here, and thank you for inviting me. And I am so glad to be here. Boy, I'll tell you what, if that day count don't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will. Welcome, everybody, all you newcomers and day counters. It's fantastic. Boy, y'all inspire. I don't know if y'all are going to get any inspiration from me, but you sure inspired me. Let's see. Like she said, my sobriety date's December 29th, 1992. I'm from Hearst, Texas. I have a sponsor who knows he's my sponsor. His name is Steve, and he's in Indiana here in the U.S. My home group, my in-person home group, is Language of the Heart in Colleyville, Texas, and my online home group is Welcome Home, in South Africa. Welcome to Jansen. Thank you for Jansen for coming to support me. Anybody else, any of my other homies that may be here? I don't do a, I'm going to get started. I don't do a long drunk log. I only have 20 minutes, and it'd be a shame to share tw 20, 20 minutes about drinking. So I'm not going to do that. What I will tell you is I drank like a fish. I drank enough to float a battleship, but, there's a saying in I mean there's a reading in the big book on page 44 that really helped me. If you don't know if you're an alcoholic or not, this really helped me when I got here, because I was a full-blown alcoholic, but I wasn't sure what an alcoholic was, and this reading really helped me. It says, if when you honestly want to, you find you cannot quit entirely, that was me. Or if when drinking you have little control over the amount you take, that was me. You are probably an alcoholic, and that helped me to qualify and know that I'm in the right place. And the first time I got drunk, there's a reading, and I love the stories in the back of the book. And there's a story in the back of the book called The Missing Link. And this is how I felt the first time I got drunk. It says, ah, yes. What a grand evening it was. I fell in love that night with a beverage. And that's exactly how I feel. I fell in love with alcohol head over heel. But it was strongly suggested by a gal that I was living with that I go to AA. I'm so grateful for her. It didn't work out. We didn't stay together, but I'm so grateful. It was a crazy, crazy relationship, but one good thing happened out of that relationship is she got me to AA, and I'm so grateful for that. And I walked into my first meeting. I didn't know what to expect. I was scared. I didn't know what to expect. I walked in, and I'm all gloom and doom. Oh God, can't believe it's come to this, And what I didn't expect was everybody laughing and having a good time. And they were thrilled that I was there. You know how I didn't understand that. You know how we are when we get a new person. We know there's hope for them. Their life can change. And I didn't understand that. And so they were thrilled that I was there. And they told me a lot of things that I tell newcomers today. They told me to do 90 meetings in 90 days. That's not in the big book, but it's good advice. It helped me a lot. It got me plugged into the program, And they said to get a sponsor, and they explained what a sponsor was. They told me to get a home group, and they explained what a home group was. And then they told me, they gave me a big book, and they said, this is a study book. This is a textbook. This is not a novel you read one time and put on the shelf. This is a textbook. And so they gave me that, and they said, we do this one day at a time. That's how we do this, one day at a time. They said, don't worry about forever, one day at a time right now. Ask God. Somebody at my very first meeting, if you can believe this, they didn't ask me what I thought about God or anything. They just said, ask God in the morning to keep you sober, and then thank him at night if he does. And so I said, well, I guess that's what you do. I came into AA. One thing I was blessed to come into AA with is with an open mind, and I'm so grateful for that. There's a fella named Frank Zappa, and he had a saying, your mind is like a parachute. It works best when it's open. And that's why I came in with an open mind. And so I didn't have a problem with God. I didn't grow, I, well, I didn't have a relationship with God either, but I was open. We growing up, we didn't go to church at all. Everybody comes into AA in a different place in their spirituality and where they are with God. And I didn't have anything going, but in the big book, it says, deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. And I did have that. I did have a fundamental idea. My mom talked about God a lot and talked about praying and everything. So I did have a fundamental idea. I got into AA. I started doing my 90 meetings in 90 days, and I liked AA. I liked it. Although I liked it, I struggled a lot. I struggled not only with my alcoholism, but I didn't realize it, but I was also struggling with mental illness. And I probably had been for a long time, but I'd been self-medicating with drugs and alcohol. And so there's a reading in the big book. You notice how I keep saying there's a reading in the big book. I love the big book. It saved my life. And so there's a reading in the big book on page 114. It says, sometimes there are cases where alcoholism is complicated by other disorders. A good doctor or psychiatrist can tell you whether these complications are serious. That's a long story. When I told the doctor what was going on with me, he said, this is serious, like the book says. And so I got help, and I'm still getting help today, and it's helped. I worked the 12 steps to treat my alcoholism. I take some medication from a psychiatrist to treat my mental illness, and I need both, and that's fine. If you're in that place, that's just fine. Don't let anybody tell you different. Okay, so I struggled and struggled, and that's a long story, but I went to the psych ward a couple of times and everything, but then finally I heard this speaker. I was about a year and a half sober, I guess, struggling. How I didn't drink, I don't know. God's grace, I'll tell you. But I heard this speaker, and I always had a sponsor, but I was kind of, like I said, I was kind of bouncing around from group to group and sponsor to sponsor and struggling. And so I heard this speaker at a he we have step speakers here in Texas, and he was speaking on the 12 steps. He was coming for the whole month and speaking every week for the whole month. And so I can't somebody said, are you going to come listen to Raymond? And I said, who's Raymond? And he said, he's this real enthusiastic step speaker. You got to come hear him. So I went and heard him, and my God, he was exciting, man. He made that big book come to life, I'll tell you. And so I followed him around. He was speaking all over the place. I followed him around for a while. And eventually, I asked him to be my sponsor. He invited me to his home group. He said yes. I was kind of afraid he was going to say no, and I was kind of afraid he was going to say yes. And he did say yes. And he invited me to his home group, and it was called the Foundation Group. And so I went into the Foundation Group. I'd been up until that time, I'd been going to large groups, real large groups, and you can kind of get lost in a large group if you want to. And I was wanting to, and so I kind of hid out in there. And so when I came to the foundation group, it was this little bitty small group, and there was no place to hide. And so I came in, and I was about a year and a half sober. I'd never made a pot of coffee, never chaired a meeting, never washed a table, never washed an ashtray, never took out the trash, never done anything. And Raymond changed all of that. He said, we're gonna teach you how to be of service. And so first thing he did is show me how to make a pot of coffee, and I started doing that. He taught me how to chair a meeting. You had to have 3 months to chair a meeting, and he started teaching me how to chair a meeting. And we were a smoking group at the time, and I was a non-smoker, but I washed a lot of ashtrays, and that got me busy. For the first time, I felt like part of the family, part of the AA family. And so, and he kept saying, just be one of the folks, just be one of the folks. And I finally felt like one of the folks. And he always said, you got to give it away to keep it. You got to give it away to keep it. He always said that. You got to give it away to keep it. he was my sponsor for about 25 years, and then he got Alzheimer's and went through a long struggle with that and passed away. And then I got Steve as my sponsor, and he's a great sponsor. But Raymond taught me a lot and helped save my life. I'll always be grateful for him. I think about him every day. And so I was in a meeting. I got with Raymond. We started working the steps. We started going through the big book, working the steps. I highly recommend working the steps. Why would you join a 12-step program and not work the steps? Get a sponsor, work the steps. It's fantastic. It'll change your life. And so we start doing that. And I heard someone in a meeting say, carry the message someplace where you don't want to wind up. And so there was some people taking meetings to the jail, the Tarrant County Jail. And so I decided to join them. And so we started taking meetings to the jail. And we would go down there every Wednesday and take meetings to jail. Every Wednesday, I was working construction. I was an old backhoe operator. I was an old ditch digger. That's what I did. It gets hot here in Texas digging ditches, I'll tell you. And so it would be Wednesday, and I would get off work, and I'd think, man, I don't feel like going down to that jail. I am tired. But I'd get cleaned up, and I'd go down to the jail, and I'd bring my big book, and we'd carry the message, and I'd float out of there about 3 foot off the ground. It felt so good to be given away the program. And so I did that for about 7 years, and then someone asked me to be their sponsor. Oh my God, I was scared to death. I don't know how to be a sponsor. And so I talked to Raymond, and he said, it's no problem. You're ready. Just do what I did with you. You got any questions? I'll help you out. And so I started sponsoring. I love sponsoring. Sponsoring puts the zippity in my doo-dah. I love working with other alcoholics and taking them through the steps. Let's see. And with Zoom, what a blessing with Zoom. I sponsor a guy in South Africa, and I've taken him all the way through. I have my own Zoom account, and we meet once a week in Zoom, and I've taken him through the steps, and it's an awesome deal, this Zoom. We did the steps. We did the third step prayer. I got on my knees here in Texas. He got on his knees there in South Africa, and we did a third step prayer, and it's been great. So I love sponsoring. We started after a while, we started taking meetings to what we called the Boys Ranch. And what that was TYC at the time. It was called TYC, Texas Youth Commission. It was a place for incarcerated teenagers and that had gotten trouble with drugs and alcohol. And so we took meetings there a couple times a week and sponsored kids and took them through the steps. There were teenagers all the way up to age 19. And talk about some rough kids. Most of them were ex-gang members, covered in gang tattoos and everything. I mean, some tough kids. And we sponsored them and took them through the steps. And I hope we changed some lives. I hope so. But we tried. We tried. The 12th step says we tried to carry this message to alcoholics, and we tried. I did that for quite a while. And then I started taking meetings to treatment centers. I love going to treatment centers, people, going through detox and steering them to AA, telling them as soon as you get out of the treatment, go to AA, get you a sponsor, get you a home group. I love do that. I still do that some today. And then being of service at my group. I love being of service at my group. I've done most of the positions in the group at the group level. And then what I'm getting at is talking about service. Service in the big book, it's service gets me out of myself. In the big book on page 62, it says, selfishness, self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles. When I'm thinking of I'm not thinking of me. And so that's why I like being of service. If you're reading the big book and you're reading the big book and you get on page 60, right after the ABCs, if you'll count from the ABCs all the way over to into the third step prayer on page 63, I counted, and you need to count them, see if you might find more. I counted 23 times where it says self. in some form, self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our trouble. So in the big book, it says our real purpose. AA gave me a purpose. And in the big book, it says on page 77, our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. And so that's what I try to do. I'll tell you what, when I was working with those teenage kids, I was about 50 years old. I was a backhoe operator sitting out on my backhoe one day digging. If you don't know what a backhoe is, it's a big old tractor that digs ditches, construction. I was sitting there and I was about 50, and I was thinking about those. I'm 69 now. 69. I'm fixing to hit the big 70. I was thinking about those teenage kids and gang members, and I was thinking, how can I get through to them? And so this thought came to me that didn't seem like a thought from me. If you know what I mean, it said, you need to write an AA rap song. And I thought, well, I don't even like rap. And I do now, but I didn't. I thought, I don't even like rap. And the next thought was, yeah, but those kids do. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to write a rap song, you're going to have to help me. And so I, all of a sudden, these words start flowing into me. I got off my tractor, I went to my truck, I got a piece of paper and a pen, and I started writing down what was coming to me. And I kept from then on for about the next several weeks, I kept a piece of paper in my pocket. And every time something would come to me, I would write it down. And eventually I wound up with an AA rap song. The sad thing about it is I never did get to do it for the teenagers, kids, the gang members and everything. They had this big shakeup at the TYC and we had to stop going out there, and I never did get to do it. But I'm going to share it with y'all right now. It's my little AA rap song. It goes like this. I'm an alcoholic, my name is Ray. I'm a genuine miracle thanks to AA. When I drank, the booze flowed like a river. If you don't believe my mouth, just ask my liver. It was bad, it was sad, hurt my mother and my dad. I was just about to lose everything that I had. I lost the house, the car, the kids, the wife. The next thing to go was gonna be my life. It's like being on a ship that's going down. And if I didn't get some help, I was sure to drown. I had heard of AA, but I thought it was a joke. Just a place where the drunks drink coffee and smoke. On December 29th of 92, I walked into a meeting, but I didn't have a clue. So I sat and I listened for the next hour, and I heard about the love of a higher power. As I looked around the room, to my surprise, I could hear it in their voices. I could see it in their eyes. And I knew that my using days were over. I was gonna get clean. I was gonna get sober. I was going to the meetings. I was going every day. Didn't know how to live. Didn't know how to pray. Ask him every morning on your knees to keep you sober. Thank him every night after the sober day is over. I got myself a sponsor and he handed me a book. I was willing to do anything that it took. When he opened to the preface for his plan of attack, he said, you're gonna have to read the stories in the back. I said, man, what an order. He said, very funny. Then he paid for my book 'cause I didn't have the money. First step, second step, couldn't stop there. Me and my sponsor did a third step prayer. It felt pretty good. It made me want more. Launched out on a course of action. Step four, resentment is the number one offender. I was pissed. Said to get it all down on my inventory list. So I wrote about my mother and I wrote about my dad and I wrote about the others who had made me mad. Ex-wife wrecked my life and I still blamed her. I was dealing with the feelings, resent with anger. When we did my fifth step, it felt so freeing. Me and God and another human being. I told him all my secrets and he told me some of his. I was quiet for an hour. Was there anything I missed? Can God remove my defects? Take them every one. Yes, I was willing. Step six was done. Put your hands in the air for the seventh step prayer. Put your hands in the air for the seventh step prayer. I pray it every morning right along with the third. I say it kind of slow and try and think about the words. Think about the words. Think about the words. Step eight made a list of the persons I had harmed. Was my inventory list, and it was long as my arm. Started making my amends. I was doing step nine. I had done a lot of damage. It was gonna take time. Looking forward to the point when the promises begin. Couldn't rest on my laurels. Went on with step 10. I continued to watch for what I know will reappear. Selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. I'm not cured. What I have is a daily reprieve. Thy will be done, not mine. How can I best serve thee? Prayer and meditation. 11 is the key. Improve my conscious contact with my G-O-D. I try to think of him more and think of me less. He's my newfound friend with a capital F. Welcome to the paradox. It ain't no secret. Gotta give it away if you wanna keep it. Step 12 is the message that I try to carry to Robert, Juan, John, and Larry. The message is I've had a spiritual awakening result of the steps I continue taking. That's what I did, and that's what I do. If it can work for me, then it can work for you. Open up your mind and open up your heart. Say a little prayer, let recovery start. This is your chance to live, and I hope that you take it. Follow the path, and you're sure to make it. You don't have to be alone. There are a lot of us. Welcome home to Alcoholics Anonymous. I got the mic, but the power is his. He has entered and is centered in my heart and lives. Thank y'all very much for having me.